Good morning, everybody. Yeah, welcome. Welcome back to the show, everybody. This is episode 529 of the Two Dumb Yinzers. This is Thursday morning. Good morning. How you doing, Mike?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm here, congested.
Did your diarrhea give up a
No,
little?
I'm solid from there. Now it's all like
Okay.
right in here. It's all in here right now, and I hate it. I hate it. I can't breathe. I might die on the show.
You always say these things like it would be bad. That would be good. Good for the show, man.
It would be good for the show. Like, I'm just like,
I'd take it.
well, I'll you know. I'm, you know, hey, whatever for the, you know, for the show, I'll do whatever I have to do.
How you doing this morning, Derpy?
I'm doing fine, fellas.
All right.
It's not the apocalypse with the pirates.
Well, there's 156 games to go.
You're right.
Good morning. Yes, we do. We got Pirates to talk about today. We got Penguins to talk about, some a little bit of Steelers news here, and a few other random little side notes, guys. How you doing? You guys doing all right today? Mike, you're feeling a little stuffy.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little stuffy, but I, you know what? No, there's still like what 156 games left, so I'm gonna soldier through like a good player.
Yeah. I mean, we all have bucko fever. You have a little sinus headache or whatever it is. We're all on the same page, Mike. This Pittsburgh Pirates, they take their 5-0 record into game two against the Washington Nationals yesterday. It didn't turn out to be the best game ever. I have a couple theories, but also, Mike, there was only one. Now there's only one undefeated team left in all Major League Baseball. It's the Detroit Tigers. This team will be here Monday for two games. The Yankees went down, the Brewers went down, and here we are, Mike. What are we? We're 5-1. We're five and one. The Pirates lose to the Washington Nationals yesterday, 5-3 in a game that the Pirates struck out 13 times. 13 Ks will do it. My theory is this, though. I knew as soon as I turned it on, the Pirates were going to lose because they had their gay grays on. I know when you wear your, they wear their black jerseys. It's just, historically, all the way back to, the 2013 season, that team is just good when they wear their black jerseys. They go out there in their gay grays. Lay a big goose egg. They strike out 13 times. They lose 5-3 to the Nationals, Mike. And today is the rubber match game at 4:05. The Bucks have a chance to win this series before heading home to open up against the Baltimore Orioles tomorrow at 4:12. Of course, 4:12 is the time they start every season opener. Mike, what do you think about this team and their performance last night?
It's you know yeah yeah they're gonna have a game like that. They were gonna lose, but it's kind of concerning with Mitch Keller. I know it's
Yeah.
early. I know it's early. People still want to say it's early, but last year he started off hot, went to the All-Star game, and then after that he wasn't like his normal self ever since he got that contract.
Right.
And now this is two starts in a row where
Yeah.
he's not played well. Yeah, I know it's only, fifth game of the year, sixth game of the year, whatever. But, this is the guy that, you signed that was going to be your ace of your staff, or going to be at least the best pitcher on your staff right now. And he's not. And, he's someone that they're going to have to count on, all season long. He can't just be like a guy who eats innings. He needs to be a guy to go out there and shut people out and get wins. That's what I'm concerned about right now, because we got right now Skeens is in the minors, Priester's in the minors. We need someone other than Jones right now to go out there and be dominant. Keller has to be that guy. That's what I'm worried about. That was my biggest takeaway, was like I was just disappointed in his performance again. That's two back-to-back performances. Now,
Now,
it is early. Let's I'm still going to give him time, but it's a cause for concern early.
well, let me put it to you this way. Mitch Keller in this game, where the bats struck out 13 times, it was a 5-3 loss. I agree. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this was a great game by Mitch Keller, but on the other hand, it wasn't the worst game ever. He pitched 5 1/3. Okay, he gave up 8 hits, 4 earned runs, 2 walks, and 5 Ks. A very average game for Mitch Keller. And as you said, he's going to have to pitch a lot better in that ace spot. But again, 5-3 loss. Your offense strikes out 13 times. He
Yeah.
certainly didn't get the help that he
Nope, he
needed
did not.
along the way. It's to me, it's game two for him. And I'm not really too concerned yet. I think maybe this time next month, if he's still kind of performing the way he is now, you might be a little bit concerned. But I got to say, he's still head and shoulders better than Bailey Falter.
Yeah, oh God, yes.
But he's gonna have to he is gonna have to step it up because he's sitting in that number one spot. That number one spot occupies guys like Randy Johnson and Roger Clemens and Nolan
Pedro
Ryan,
Martinez, yeah, you gotta be that guy.
and this is how he's pitching in the number one. But again, as Derpy always said, there's 156 games left. There's tons of time to right this wrong. Mike, this was the first game all season that the Pirates faced a right-handed starter, which I'm starting to second guess now. I think I like the left-handed starters a little bit more because we were undefeated against them, but we started against a right-handed pitcher yesterday, and today we also are going to face a right-handed pitcher in Josiah Gray. Josiah Gray is 0-1 with a 15.75 ERA and 6 strikeouts. I like his numbers. I like our chances. Again, this is the rubber match, Mike. We could win this series with the win today. The Pirates start 4-0-5 against the Nationals, and then they'll be home tomorrow to start a weekend home opening stand against the Orioles and follow that up with a two-game Detroit Lions home stand. So I mean, is it big? Is it not big? I don't know. I guess in the grand scheme of things, yes, every game is big to a degree. So you want to win the series, get two series wins under your belt before
Yep.
you come home. That'd be a great feeling. Other than that, you're going to come home with a 5-2 record, and I mean, that's still not the worst thing ever. But I think you're going to start facing teams that actually play really good baseball once these next two teams come to town, one being the Orioles and two being the only undefeated team left
Undefeated,
in the
yep.
majors, the Detroit Tigers. So, in the grand scheme of things, it is and it isn't. It's you could move on and win 100
Yeah.
games. If you don't win this game, you could also lose this game, and it could become something bigger and kind of snowball, and you could start losing confidence. But at some point, as you mentioned, it's 162 games. These guys were going to lose. And what are you gonna have a tantrum every time you lose? No,
No,
you're
God,
not.
no.
So they got to go down there today, win this. If they could win this rubber match game, that'd be great.
Yep. As
But if
long as
they
they,
don't,
like you said, they win today, that's going to be good. And, like you said, these next two series are going to be tough. So as long as they can, finish, with a, I'd like to see them win both series. I don't think it's going to happen, but win one, and make the other one a tough series, like lose. I forget how many games we play each one, but, what are they, three-game series? I didn't check the schedule today. I'm sorry.
Baltimore's all through the weekend, and
Oh, through the weekend. Okay. Yeah.
we switched
So,
us two games.
this is two games. So you get a split out of Baltimore. I don't know. As long as they finish above 500 after these games right here, start the season, I'll be comfortable.
You think it's
I just
better
want
for
to.
fans? Of course, you want to see a better team when you come home to
Yeah.
play. Do you think it's going to matter to fans tomorrow at 4-4-12 at 4-1-2 that this team, if they lose today or if they win today? I mean, you're coming home here, they're going to be 6-1.
No.
You're going to be 5-2. You think the
No.
fans are still going to be excited to get out there and check out the Pirates tomorrow?
Oh, they're gonna be excited, because they played well,
Yeah.
and you got some really good ball players on this team, and then the starting pitcher for the home opener, you saw what he did against the Marlins, his major league debut, 10 strikeouts. He's gonna be the home opener starter, so.
And then we get Bailey Falter in game two.
You know what? I was trying to be positive after my little negativity stint about Mitch Keller. Then you had to bring in Bailey Falter.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no,
So we'll
I think
still
the fans are going to be, I think it's going to be a good atmosphere. Oh, at least I
so
hope it is
we'll
for
see the
this
best
time of
performing
year.
pitcher from the first time around in game one and the worst performing pitcher
That's
from.
Pirate baseball in a nutshell, baby.
Yeah.
It really is. We
To keep
giveth
the
and we taketh
Morale
away.
high, you got to keep the morale high. You're going to want to win this game. You're going to want to win a rubber match. You're
Yeah.
going to want to come home with a win, off of a win, which again, I think that excites fans, and it's going to, people are going to want to get out there. On top of that, you have Jim Leland. Jim Leland
Yes.
will be throwing out the first pitch in the home opener tomorrow against the Baltimore Orioles. That's exciting, and the fans love Jim Leland here. It's going to be a great time. A few things about the game yesterday, Mike. The Pirates, let me see what we got here. Sawinski, there was only four hits. The Pirates had four hits. You're not going to win many games when you have four hits on top of the team striking out 13 times. Jack Sawinski had two of the four hits, one of them being a home run. Andrew McCutchen had one hit, and Michael Taylor had one hit. So again, Mitch Keller didn't get the most help in the world yesterday. He threw for five and, like I said earlier, five and a third, eight hits, four earned runs, two walks, and five Ks. And also one of my favorite things in baseball, Coach Shelton got tossed out of the game on a play where Brian Reynolds checked his swing,
Yeah, I
and the
saw that.
umpire immediately called a strikeout instead of calling down to third base. So Brian Reynolds got a little pissed. You know, it's like you're watching the strike zone. That's why they called down to the umpires down the line, and he calls it on his own, which I think he ultimately went. But on the other hand, though, the guy down third base might not have thought that he went, and that's a,
Yeah.
you know, that's a change. But Brian Reynolds has a few words to say as he's walking off the field. The umpire, you can tell, starting to get a little perturbed, and Coach Shelton comes out and takes over and gets thrown out of the game. I like it. I like it. I do like it. Again, there's just things you take from a baseball game that shows you a team is trying and a team is putting forth effort and they want to win. And as I said, I like to see it. I like to see the coach get out there and stand up for the
Yep.
players. And especially again on a play like that, it could have went either way. He could call down third base and he could have said no strike, and the bat could have continued, but that be not the way that it went. This baseball team, Mike, they are all the way up until yesterday. I don't know if they are anymore because they did only have four hits and 13 strikeouts. That all the way up to that point, the Bucks led the majors in team OBP.
Oh,
Also,
wow.
yeah.
I knew they were high. I didn't realize they were leading the majors.
I'm sure they don't now. Again, yesterday
Yeah.
was, they took a hit to that, but again, one undefeated left. The Tigers, they'll be here Monday. Jim Leland will be here tomorrow for the opening pitch at 4:12 against the Baltimore Orioles. I hope they get a nice turnout down there, man.
Yeah, me too.
Such an odd time. I mean, they always
Yeah.
do that 4:12 on first game, but people are still at work. Kids are still at
Yeah.
school. It's
Yeah.
just a weird,
I'm
weird.
just happy the stadium's not flooded.
Yeah,
Like the
right.
rest of downtown Pittsburgh.
Yeah, downtown looked bad. I don't know what it looks like today. I haven't seen any pictures today, but everything I seen yesterday was not
Oh
good.
yeah, it was like my God, the point was flooded. Some of the roads that I've traveled on when I go down there were completely submerged. Just take your boat up to the stadium.
Yeah.
Dock right outside and climb in. Yeah. But no,
Yeah,
yeah,
man.
it's I hope hopefully that doesn't, affect attendance, being a Thursday day game too. That's or a Friday
Be
day
that
game.
you have to take the Gateway Clipper to the stadium,
Get your gondola out.
Pirates also made a move yesterday. Now, this is interesting to me. They got Joey Bart, and he was supposed to be the guy that followed up that. What's the guy out in San Francisco, the catcher they had for a million years? He was the all-star. Jeremy, you might be able to help with
Posey?
this. Who was it?
Posey?
Yeah,
Buster
Buster
Posey?
Posey.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be the guy that came in and took over for Buster Posey. When he was done, we acquired 27-year-old second overall pick in the 2018 draft catcher Joey Bart from San Francisco. All we had to do was give up a minor league right-handed pitcher, Austin Strickland. Joey Bart will wear number 14 for the Pirates. And Joey Bart, now we have about 10 catchers on this team.
Yeah.
Of course, Endy's out for the season. Jason DeLay he's on the 10-day. You got Henry Davis starting now that you have Bart, and also Grandel. He's on the injured list. So we have
Jesus.
about 30 catchers on this team. They're all
Yeah.
hurt. But the backup we do have, again, Mike, as of 2018, he was the second overall pick in Major League Baseball draft. And of course, he didn't live up to
Oh,
being
God,
Buster
no,
Posey,
uh-uh.
but still, it's the same guy. Can new scenery change things for him?
I hope so, because looking at his stats, it can only get better.
Yeah.
I don't think it can get any worse. My God, yeah. But You know, as long as we have Hammer and Hank and this guy filling in, you know, a day here, a day there, I'm okay with it. You know, just don't count on him to provide any production at the plate. You know, just be a guy back there to, you know, control the pitching staff on his day to catch.
And just hope the Hammer and Hank don't get injured.
Hey, mother, why'd you have to speak that into existence,
Because if
dude?
he, dude, could you
But
imagine if he
it was
gets
like
hurt?
I almost said
It's
it too.
going
I'm like, I don't want to curse him.
we'll have five catchers and four of them will be unavailable.
Yeah. You know, he's finally, you know, convinced the I'm hoping he convinced the front office and the coaching staff that, you know, he is the catcher of the future, the way he's playing out there. And then now you want to speak into existence, he might get hurt.
You know what I like about Hank, about Henry Davis? The guy's a he's a baseball player. When you look at him, I
Yeah.
see a baseball player. You know what I mean? The guy,
Yeah.
he's just he has the build, he has the mentality. When you watch this guy, you think I think to myself, he could probably play eight
Hey,
of the
come
nine
on, come
positions
on. Hey,
confidently
come
and
on,
be
come
productive at any of those eight positions.
on.
He's just, you know, one of these
Come on.
guys. He's a baseball player.
Come on.
Any
Keep going.
anywhere you plug
Don't
him in,
bother
he
me.
can play, and he's gonna
Don't
play
bother
well.
me.
I believe
Come
that.
on. I do too. Yeah. Like you said, he just looks like a ball player. And, you know, he's proved that he can play multiple positions and, you know, he just goes out there and does his job. He was born to be a ball player.
You're right.
You know?
You're absolutely right.
And that's just the best way to describe him. And
Yeah, no two ways about it.
follow me.
So hopefully we don't have to, you know, I mean, who knows? Like I said, delays out for 10 days. Very, very unfortunate with Eddie Rodriguez. You'd
Yeah,
like to have
that's
him to lose him for a whole entire season. You know, we just went through that with O'Neill Cruz. It stinks. You just want to watch these guys play. And I mean, you know, I don't I mean, I hardly ever remember you losing guys for a whole year, especially when it was 3 or 4 months before the baseball season even started. You know, I mean, what are these
yeah.
injuries?
Yeah, and it sucks too. Like it was two young players in back-to-back seasons.
You're
Because Andy
right.
was supposed to be a huge part of this team. But you know what? It's kind of like a blessing in disguise. We're
You're
getting able to
right.
see what Henry Davis can do behind the plate. He's proven that he can be an everyday major league catcher.
And as I said, Mike, I'm confident that Henry Davis could play any position on the field. I just, again, you get these guys that are just natural baseball players, as in any sport. You know, there's guys that you see, could see in the NBA, and it's like, oh, this dude's a basketball player. You know, he's born 6'11". And there's just certain people that should be doing certain things. And Henry Davis is, in fact, he's a baseball player. I love it. And I love him in here in Pittsburgh. So it's gonna be fun continuing him in his journey in Pittsburgh. Derpy,
Yes.
did you catch any? You don't get the game out your way, do you?
I actually do, but I didn't catch it today or
Okay.
yesterday.
Yeah. So I mean, it was definitely their first bad game of the year. You know,
Right.
Mitch Keller didn't pitch great, but he didn't pitch terrible. And again, you strike out 13 times, only get 14 hits for your pitcher. You're not gonna win many games. But they will be home tomorrow, Derby. They're kicking off the home schedule tomorrow, 4-1-2 at 4:12. And Derby, there's also I've seen this. They have new food on their menu. One of my favorite reasons to go to a sporting event is the food at the stadium. Did you see the hot dog with
I
pierogies
did.
on it?
I did, and it looks amazing.
Would you eat one of them? Would you eat a hot dog with pierogies on it?
I would try it. I would try it.
I would too. I'd probably kill it. And it looks like it's a big hot dog too. I mean, the picture I see, you know, it doesn't look like an average hot dog. It looks like it's a big hot dog and it has pierogies on it. Okay, I'm over to the board. I didn't realize the board was up, Mike. You want to handle that for a couple of minutes, I will wonder why your volume isn't up and I will continue the show. But one other thing I do want to one other
No, yeah, Brian,
baseball
you were on a roll. I didn't want to interrupt you with the
one
board and
other
stuff.
One other baseball note. Is it me or does O'Neill Cruz look eerily similar to the Predator? Not a Predator, but
Yes.
the Predator.
Yes.
If he's standing in the dugout and he looks over and he kind of does that look that he does at the camera,
Yes.
he's a splitting image of the Predator, Mike.
Yes, the original Predator, the Arnold Schwarzenegger Predator. Oh my God. Like the other day you said, you know, that commercial that they had and like O'Neal Cruz, this alien or whatever it was, how he's a freak, how he's an alien. And I was trying to picture like, what does he remind me of? And yes, he does look exactly like the Predator. I love it.
I do too.
I think that's what we
But
should call him from now on. We should just call him the Predator.
he should be the Predator. Let's
Yeah.
do it now. Let's name it now.
Then now, O'Neal Cruz
That
is the
way,
Predator.
Cruz. When
Predator.
everybody starts calling him the Predator because this is what he looks like, you know that the Genesis was right here.
Yes.
It starts today on April, whatever today
April
is.
4th
April 4th.
at 11:33 on the
He
Two
is
Dumb
now
Yenders.
on right now, he is
The
the
Predator.
Predator. And anytime that you hear, because it is what he looks like, and people will say it, just remember where you heard it first, guys. O'Neal Cruz is in fact the Predator. Good morning on the board too, Brian and Ralph. Great to see you guys today, as always. Let me dip into some. Let me dip into a little Steelers before we head over to Bay, over to the hockey rink, Mike. I know that there's a lot of things going on with this Penguins team that we sh will and should be talking about, Mike. This in football, Chase Claypool watch.
Oh,
Chase Claypool
yes, how the mighty
clearly
have
be
fallen.
heading on his way to the Canadian Football League. Guys, this guy with the rookie season, the first six games that he played
Oh.
as a Steeler, you thought that, man, this guy had potential. He's going to be something one day. But it looks like Chase Claypool could be heading to the CFL. I mean, come on, guys, it's not even the XFL and the UFL. He's on his way
Right.
to the CFL, guys.
That's he's heading home. He's heading back to Canada, back to his roots, and it's
Best of luck.
comical. It's comical. Like you said, he had that incredible run, an incredible rookie campaign, and then ever since then, he just can't keep his shit together. I don't get it. I've never seen an athlete waste that much talent like he has.
And it's, you saw the potential, as you said, but I've never seen somebody with that much potential just sizzle out that bad. He became he was bad. He was getting no numbers to the point that they weren't even letting him on the field anymore.
To where like teams kept trading for him. That was the funny part. Steelers traded a what a second we got a second round pick for him. The Bears got a
Johnny Porter
draft pick
Jr.
from got a draft pick from Miami for him. I'm like why? Why? I don't get it. And like you said, I've never seen someone fizzle out that fast. It is you had all the potential in the world to be a great receiver.
So they tried, I mean, he tried it on a bad team. Maybe let's send you to a bad team and see, how you could stand
Yeah.
out. He didn't.
You can
So
go to
let's send it.
Miami.
Hold on. I'm getting there. So let's send him to a good team. Let's see if
Yeah.
he gets different results on a good team. Maybe that's the difference. He goes there and does nothing.
Yeah.
I think it's between the ears with this guy. It
I think
has
so
to
too.
be,
It has to be.
because again, we saw him like in through career Notre Dame, and again, and the first, unfortunately, it was just six games. He showed a lot of promise.
Yeah, he did. Like he had the willingness to block, the willingness to go win those contested catches. And that went out the window after that incredible start. And then like he had three different coaches, three different head coaches, three different personalities of head coaches, and not one of them could get through to him. So that shows me that that's a you problem, not the
Yeah.
coaching staff. That's a you problem right there. And someone who had all the talent in the world.
He's soft.
Yeah, he is.
Also, Mike, Stephon Diggs going to Houston was the other big
Ooh.
move. Buffalo is getting stripped down to nothing.
Yeah.
Think they're still going to be okay, but you recall that the team that
Right.
they were last year wasn't the team that they were the previous year.
Yeah.
Then you take this team that they had and basically pluck a lot of their good players out of the lineup. I don't know how well they're doing replacing them. I haven't been paying much attention to Buffalo overall, but they don't seem like they're going to be as good as they were last
No.
year. So that could be good for a team like us and, six other teams trying to make the playoffs. Because Buffalo was for a couple seasons, they were that team. Mike, did they miss their window?
Yeah, it's gone. They're now back into the pack with the rest of the AFC. They're no longer up there as like that second tier down after Kansas City. They're down with everyone else right now. And my God, like the cap space they had to eat on that contract is insane. And they're eating what, like 18 or like $30 million in dead cap space just to get rid of them. That shows you that you have burnt every single bridge that you have in that organization when they're like, you know what, we're gonna just ship you out of here and that cap hit, we're just gonna eat it. So yes, he's a great talent, but everywhere he's been, it's been a rocky divorce at the end. It's like he can keep it together for 3 to 4 years, then at the end, it just blows up.
Mike, how much does this
Supposedly
help?
for the Texans,
How
it
much
works
does this help
out.
the Houston Texans moving forward?
Oh, they now have might have one of the best receiving cores in the league with Diggs, Nico Collins, and Tank Dell. I think that's a pretty good trio. Then you add in their tight end, Dalton Schultz. They have a nice offense down there. But is Diggs going to be the Diggs that he was his first couple years in Buffalo, the first couple years in Minnesota? Or is it going to be the tail end of his tenure at both places? Is he going to be the guy that sends out the cryptic messages? You know, because that's
Mike,
you don't.
are you happy that the Steelers didn't make a move? In other words, you know, you're talking about the negatives, the back ends of his contracts and with teams. And would you have not ra would you have rather him not came here,
Yeah.
or would you have rather had Stephon Diggs come here and be the other receiver?
No. I want, if we thought
I wouldn't
DJ
want
was bad for George,
him.
I think Diggs would have been worse for George.
All
Just
right.
that personality and that temperament that he's shown the last couple seasons up there. And that's why, like, on paper, it looks like a good move for the Texans, but how well is that gonna, you know, with the young receiver Tank Dell, how's that gonna work with CJ Stroud? You know, you CJ Stroud, you know, from all accounts and what we saw from him, has like a good head on his shoulders. So I think he'll be able to deal with that. But I wouldn't want, I don't know. I on paper, it's great. But once you add personalities into it, how well are they going to gel down there? Things start going bad. What's Stephon going to do? Because, you know, he had Josh Allen throwing him the ball and he was still going crazy, saying weird things, acting like a baby. So I don't know. Hopefully,
It is what
D'Amico
it
Ryans can
is.
keep it in line.
Also, Mike, a player that keeps coming up that I saw, you know, of course, we still need to fill at
Yep.
least one or two wide receiver positions at this point. Name that came up I saw was Michael Gallup from Dallas.
Yeah, I keeps hearing him too.
Yeah.
Nothing great. He was one of the guys I was looking at for a while. If we weren't gonna get Boyd, he might be what we have to get. You know.
Yeah.
Eh.
More of a number three.
Yeah, more of a number three, capable receiver. But you know, like Derby said, he's not a number two, he's a number three. He fits in with everyone else that we have outside of George.
Yeah, right. Also, Mike, around the league, I seen this yesterday. Is this true, guys? I need confirmation. Is Bob Kraft selling the Patriots?
I don't think so.
I heard Bob Kraft is selling the Patriots. If you could look that up real quick before we move on, because I find that very, very interesting if that be the case.
No, I'm seeing articles like, is it time for him to step down? But nothing about him actually selling the team. There's people saying he probably should, and or at least step down, but nothing about him actually selling the team.
Man, I just is so crazy from the 20 years, the dynasty, the 20 years, then
All
Tom
right.
Brady goes, and then Bill Belichick goes, and then if Bob Kraft would say, you know, it's a whole new thing then. It's a whole new game. And hopefully, again, another good thing for us. Maybe they could stink for the next 10, 15 years, and while they're starting over, and again, be one less team that we got to worry about.
Heck
Here
yeah.
with some Pittsburgh news, Mike, Justin Fields decided he's going to wear number two. He will be wearing number two for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think the last person that wore that was Michael Vick, if I'm not mistaken, Mike.
I believe you're correct. I don't remember anyone since. Oh, wait. What did
Mason.
Mason wear?
Oh, Mason. Yeah, it's true. Never mind.
How soon we forget?
Yeah. To be honest, I forgot about him for the whole 6 years he was here or whatever, but
Yeah, you're the guy who took us to the playoffs for the first time in how long? You know, we're number two and we forgot.
well, he helped get him there,
He
but
helped. He come riding on
so
that white horse,
Justin
leading
Fields
us to
was
the
going to wear
promised
number two. Also, Micah, the official visits on Wednesday included MJ Devonshire. It's a Steeler facility, and also Matt Goncalves, a couple of former Pitt players. I got to tell you, I'm a big fan. I'm a big supporter of Aliquippa players, but this is I don't know. I'm not a big fan of MJ Devonshire's play. I know that he made a few big plays that were really monumental for the Pitt football team over the past two seasons. But when it comes down to skill wise, and you see some of the guys that came out before him, and you see some of the guys that are in the NFL now,
Yeah.
I just don't see that MJ Devonshire being that guy. If we could bring him in a seventh round pick, something like
Yeah.
this, you know, and he could make the team, maybe make it through the special teams, I'd be fine.
Yeah.
But again, and I said it since day one, I'm just not a huge fan of his game. I support him. I hope he does wonderful. He's from right here. But again, I don't see it in him. Like, I don't see it in MJ Devonshire.
Yeah, that's where like a lot of mocks I'm seeing him go is like that sixth, seventh round. And like the scouting reports say the same thing, you know? So I wouldn't mind him, like you said, in the seventh round, but you know,
You know, a lot of people's
that
automatically going to think of that West Virginia game where the ball popped off the receiver's hands
yeah.
and landed right into the stomach of
Yeah.
Devonshire. I mean, all the guy had
Was
to
it
do was just,
the Wake Forest game as well, where he had back-to-back interceptions? Was that Wake?
I don't recall, but
Yeah.
I just when he
Yeah.
intercepted that ball, I'm like, he wasn't in position. He was literally behind the guy that was
Yeah.
going to catch it,
Yeah.
and it bounced off his hands.
Yep.
And MJ Devonshire couldn't have missed this play. All he had to do was put his hands out and run for 40 yards, and that's what he did. Again, that was a very symbolic play that season, but at the end of the day, I don't see the skill set that
Yep.
that you need to have in the NFL. At this point anyway, he may improve, he may
Yep.
develop that, but not at this point.
Like you said, he's not at that level of like Ty Law and oh my God, his name's forgetting who just went into the Hall of Fame. Darrell Revis. He's not at that level of those cornerbacks.
No, and if he does become,
If he
again,
does,
great for
hell yeah,
him.
I like we hope he does, but right now, no. You're not gonna build your defense around him.
Mike, I think we could skate over to the hockey rink. The Penguins, oddly enough, they're keeping this thing interesting.
Yeah, somehow.
They have 7 games left. They just after losing to the Columbus Blue Jackets, they go on and beat the Rangers. They go on and beat the Devils. Last game, 6-3 over the Devils. They play the Capitals tonight in Washington. They have 7 games left. They have they're 3 games out of a playoff spot, Mike. And three of the 7 games we have left are teams that we're chasing: Washington, Detroit, and the Islanders. What are these guys going to do, Mike? This team is so schizophrenic. I counted them out. I'm going to be honest with you.
Me too.
But it looks like they still have ample time to make a move and win some of these games. And like it did last year, it came down to, you got to beat Detroit, you got to beat Columbus, and they just didn't beat Detroit, and they just didn't beat Columbus. I think that's what it's going to come down to. It's going to come down to, okay, you got to win this game, and they're just not going to win a game that they're supposed to. I mean, come on, this team wasn't that good all year. All of a sudden, they're going to start running off wins to get into the playoffs. I just don't see it happening, Mike.
I don't either, but if they win, they're like what, 1 point out? And like the teams that they're playing are ahead of them too. So that helps there as well. And like you said though, like this team is schizophrenic. You know, one game they're good, one game they're bad. We saw it in the last game that they played. And they were playing so bad, then all of a sudden they turn it on and they close out the game. You don't know what you're getting shift to shift from this team, let alone game from game. So
Right.
they're hard to figure out. They're a hard team, you know, to know what you're getting. And at this point, I'm just watching to see what happens. I'm just tired of saying, oh, they're dead. Oh no, they have a chance. Oh no, they're dead. They have a chance. You just don't know. But the only thing you do know is that Crosby's just going to be that steady Eddie performer, and then whether everyone else is going to be playing up to par. Because if they can all play up to the way they should. They should make the playoffs.
Let's talk about
And the way
Crosby.
Ned's playing in net too.
Talk about Sidney Crosby for a minute, Mike. He has 15 points in 6 games. Of course, he hit the 82 points or
Yep.
whatever he needed the other day to have his season where it's another point per game average. Mike, I want to tell you something about, and also one other thing, Mike, about the game the other night. It was the first time that Crosby and Malkin both scored 2 goals in a hockey game
Yeah, that's
together.
insane.
That is insane.
Wow. Sure, all the hockey games they have played together.
Mike, I want to tell you, I want to go over some of the things. Now, this is interesting because he has this record now, 19 seasons in a row, where he averages at least 1 point a game. This, Mike, was the things that were going on when he had his very first point per game season. Connor Bedard was born. Connor
No
Bedard
way.
was
He's just
born.
started in the league this year. Jesus.
The first tweet was sent. The
Wow.
first tweet was sent the year that Crosby got his first point per game average season. High School Musical first aired. Remember that movie? The kids like that, the High School Musical.
Oh, I unfortunately remember that.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest was the biggest movie of the year. Bad Day by Daniel Powter was the number one song. And finally, Pluto lost its status as a planet.
So Sidney
So,
Crosby is the reason why Pluto is no longer a planet. That's what I got.
yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's insane. My God, he's been in the league that long.
Ain't that what that's crazy. What was the second one? The second one was what blew me away. I can't think remember what it
I
was.
can't remember what he said.
Oh, the first tweet.
The first tweet.
Wow. And we've already gone through Twitter and now it's
It's
X
X,
and
yeah. Pretty soon, the way Twitter slash X is going, by the time Crosby retires, it might retire too with him.
right. So there you go, guys. The Penguins back in action. Mike, the last game, their last home game of the year, which is April 15th, is the, as always, the shirts off our back game. After the game, they draw X amount of tickets and they give people the shirts right off their backs, which a lot of teams do now. And I think it's a really fun thing for the fans and the players. But that, guys, does fall in the game on April 15th. LeBron James's son, Bronny James, decides to enter the transfer portal, Mike. Some speculation around the Pittsburgh area, which I don't agree with one bit, suggests that he may end up going to Duquesne with because of his dad's connections with the Duquesne coaches. Mike, I think there's no chance in hell this
No,
guy goes to Duquesne. I heard LeBron say, we want him to go somewhere that where they play winning basketball. And I got to tell you, I don't see that being Duquesne. Duquesne once after 10,000 years finally makes the tournament. And but again, a lot of talk because of who the coach was, who the new coach is. A lot of talk. Bronny might land in Duquesne in downtown Pittsburgh, but I got to be honest, I
I
can't
can't
see that
see. I
happening.
can't see. No, like living like your whole life in probably Miami, LA. Why?
That's what I had said.
I'm gonna choose school to go downtown Pittsburgh. That's no
Right.
shot to Pittsburgh. I like going downtown, but
But you know what?
LA and
What did his dad
Miami.
do? His dad was a Cleveland guy,
Yeah, it's true.
and he
That's
ended up
true.
in Los Angeles. He ended up in
Yeah.
Miami.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think Bronny wants to hang out in downtown, you know,
No,
downtown
like if you're born
metropolitan
into
area.
it. You have that draw to those type of cities. But if you're born into like living in LA and Miami, you want to go to LA and Miami type cities.
Right.
I understand it.
So I watch for him to go somewhere like this. Bronny James is not anywhere near as good as his dad
Oh,
was.
no.
So it's going to be interesting to see. You know, he didn't want to go. He'll want him. Dad's going to want him to go somewhere where he's going to play, where he's going to kind of be the man. And somewhere like Duquesne actually fits that bill. But on the other hand, it is the James family. And I can't imagine him. I just can't imagine them sticking around downtown Pittsburgh when you have Miami's, you have Los Angeles's, and places like this. So I think that one's going to get shot down. Also, Pitts, Carlton Carrington entered a transfer portal yesterday. So that's two players for Federico and Carlton Carrington, both entering the transfer portal. Mike, you like this transfer portal, don't you?
I do like it.
I mean, it leaves no stability with teams and loyalty and building teams and get teams, you know, growing and working together and getting better as a team. This basically, to me, seems like it's a branch off of the whole mental, the whole, you know, once you go to the NBA, you kind of pick and choose what kind of team you want to go to, and if you want them to build around you, it's no longer about the team anymore. It's more about the individual players. Is that good for basketball?
Well, you mentioned like loyalty and all that. You'll have coaches that will recruit you, preach about loyalty, and then the next season they're gone for a bigger, better contract. But yet we want 18, 19-year-old kids to stay and honor
Because
their
they're
career. But
18 and 19-year-old kids.
they're adults. They can make that decision too.
But
So I don't have a
you
problem with
simply
the
call
portal.
them kids, I mean, which they
Well,
are.
yeah. But
One day
people want to
you're
call them kids,
a
but then
kid, and then you have a birthday, and the next day you're an adult, so you're expected to be a totally different thing.
well,
I
that's the yeah. But
go
they
ahead.
like coaches can bounce around, players should be able to bounce around too. What's
Because
best
that's
for
their
them?
jobs. When it's your job,
Well, that's
that's
what they
different.
that's what they treat these kids as when they play is they
They're students.
they're but they're expected to treat this as their job.
So if you were really into spelling or something ridiculous like this in college, they expect that to be your job because it's what you're doing in college. I don't think
Yeah.
so.
No, but sport
You're a
like
student.
yeah, but high-end basketball and high-end football, they are treated more or less as like you need to go out there and play. This is more important than your academics. So it is treated as their
Right,
job.
but is that, I mean, does that make it, I don't, I think that the web that you're weaving is going the wrong direction.
Well, it's hey, for they're finally able to make their own money and which, monetize their likeness and their abilities in college
So
where
because kids aren't in the high-end sport, as you called it, like maybe that they're in wrestling. And maybe they're a Penn State wrestler who Penn State has a very successful wrestling
Yeah.
team. Why do these kids not deserve the same opportunities?
Can't they don't they have a transfer portal as well?
I don't
They
know.
have NIL deals. Anyone can get an
I've never
NIL
heard of
deal.
it. I've never heard of it. Wrestling is very popular in Pittsburgh and Penn State. Like, which brings up another thing that I was listening to the other day. This guy that went to Penn State, he was talking on a radio show the other day, and they were talking about what's the not not Paterno, what's the other guy, the pervert,
Sandusky.
Sandusky? He was, because he was a tight end for Penn State, and he was saying that Sandusky, like, he was just one of these guys that always liked to jag around and have a good time and mess around with the guy, like, locker room humor kind of guy.
Yeah.
And he says, when the person asked him, they go, did Sandusky ever do anything to you, anything ever? He goes, I was of age at the time, but he did. He would run through the locker room and snap us in the asses when we were in the locker room after shower. He goes, I kid you not. Sandusky would run through, snap you in the ass, and you're like, hey, it's Jerry. And everybody knew that
Yeah,
that
but
was
like, yeah,
his.
that's like, guys have always done that in the locker room. So that wouldn't like trigger me to go, oh, he's a weirdo.
You
But now
guys
that
didn't.
you, but everything else that happened, you're like, oh shit, man, that kind of tracks.
Yes, right.
But also, but that's your coach doing it to you. It's different. It's one of the boys doing it to you,
Right.
but the coach, yeah, that's
Coach is running down the middle of the locker room, snapping everybody in the ass. I
yeah.
don't know.
That
Come
right there,
on.
yeah, that is creepy. Yeah, now that I'm talking it out, yeah, that is kind of a red
And that
flag.
was like the least creepiest of the things that he did. You know what I mean? Like, that was the things that were actually not creepy. And look how creepy it was. Mike, I do want to talk about this basketball game the other day between the Iowa Hawkeyes and the LSU Tigers. The women's basketball game, of course, had 12.3 million viewers. Guys, I'm going to give you an idea of what 12.3 million viewers is from the Iowa LSU game. This game had more viewers than any women's college basketball game ever. It had more viewers than the 2023 NBA Finals. It had more
That's
viewers than
predictable.
the 2023 World Series. Had more viewers than the 2023 Orange Bowl. Excuse
Jeez.
me. More viewers than the 2023 Big Ten Championship. More viewers than the 2023 Cotton Bowl. More viewers than the 2023 Pac-12. More viewers than the 2023 Big 12 Championships. More viewers than the 2023 ACC Championship. More viewers than the 2023 Peach Bowl. Thursday Night Football. In every 2023 college football regular season game, with the exception of Derby, Ohio State, Michigan. That's pretty amazing.
That's insane.
Do you think this, Mike, do you think this carries over, though? I read this morning that Angel
No.
Reese, she's going to the WNBA. She declared for the draft. Mike, does this transfer over to the WNBA, or does this just die out because it's two totally different things? The college basketball and the WNBA.
And
I would like to think that they could make it something, but I
yeah.
don't think they will. I think it sizzles out after this.
I hope it doesn't. I hope it can carry over. It probably won't. If it does carry over, it's not going to be to like this extent because you're not going to see those two all the time, but I think more people might follow, at least if they became a Caitlin Clark fan, they'll follow her more closely. They'll follow Angel Reese more closely. But after that, I don't know. I would like to see a bump for them, because like I said, it was exciting. That game that we saw, that was an intense game. And it would be nice if those viewers, transfer over to the NBA for that league, but I just don't see it because this is like, this is a special thing. It's the tournament, that's why people are going to watch it. That's what, in America, you see the spikes in World Cup viewership. All Americans are going to watch more soccer. No, we don't. So it's kind of like the same thing right here. We're watching it because it was two players going head to head, two schools going head to head for. It was the rematch game, the revenge game, whatever you want to call it. So it had that appeal to it, had that storyline that you always talk about.
Mike,
Now, when they go to the NBA, they're just two amongst many now.
do you find Angel Reese's leg sleeve hot?
Yes.
I don't know what it is about that, but I do too. It's the one leg sleeve. It goes all the way. I don't know what it is about that, but I do too, Mike. I think Angel Reese's leg sleeve is freaking hot.
It's like one of the first times I started watching like the women's basketball last year. I noticed I'm like, "Ooh, that's awesome." Then I watched her play. I'm like, "That's even better."
Again, we're gonna go over tomorrow. We're gonna go over picks for the women's basketball tournament going on this weekend, which starts tomorrow night. Also, the guys that go back at it on Saturday, and to get the teams figured out to see who's gonna play Monday night in the championship game. So we'll go over our picks tomorrow for the college basketball. Also, Mike, W. Okay, check this out. People always ask, how can you see Pittsburgh passion games? They put up a website yesterday, Mike. WFA, which is the Women's Football Association, WFAProFootball.com, to watch the women's football games that in the league that the Pittsburgh Passion's in. You could go. There's games that are there, there's a list of games. You can't go and watch every single Passion game. You can't go watch every single DC game. There's certain games that are played every week. But this is a place that you could go and watch the league that the Passion play in. At WFAProFootball.com.
Checking it out now.
Also, Mike, this weekend starts the WrestleMania. WrestleMania, the
I
big
can't. I can't
two-day
wait for
event.
WrestleMania.
Two-day event,
It's in
Mike.
Cleveland.
This thing used to be just one day. It used to be Sunday night, 3 hours. You were lucky if a friend bought it and you got to go watch it at their house. But Mike, this is 2 days. It starts Saturday. It goes Saturday, Sunday, and then there's all kind of other shit that's going on, like leading up to it, and. Like if you get it, you get a whole weekend worth of stuff. But WrestleMania this weekend,
I'm excited. I might actually watch it this year.
I got a question, guys. Who's getting the solar eclipse glasses? Because I don't even know where you get them. Where do
Neither
you get
do
these?
I don't know. I know. Oh, I actually let me Google that. Let me Google.
Yeah. Well, I Googled it yesterday and it was like all these Amazon and Walmart and things like this. I need it from right here. I need to go downtown somewhere and be able to grab these glasses. Derpy, do you have them?
I don't have them, but I intend to get them.
Do you know where are you tending to get them
Unsure.
He's like, I intend to. I just don't know where I'm getting them from.
at? You would just think with this thing
Yeah,
being so
exactly.
big, with this eclipse, that people would be talking about it. I mean, people be trying. You'd be trying to make money, right? Gas stations will be trying to make money and sell these things to everybody that walks in.
I don't know where to get them. Like you said, I'm seeing a lot of Amazon.
Because a lot of people, you got to figure the market is everyone. This isn't for one particular demographic or another. Everybody's going to want to look up at the sun that day. I would think that they would be trying to sell these things, make a few dollars, gas stations, again, things like this. It's crazy, Mike. I'm not seeing these things on the shelves anywhere, but we have to track some down because I got to see this. I got to watch this eclipse now.
Well, last one that we had, I had my brother had like all the welding shields and stuff, so we put some together and kind of looked at them out of the corner of your eye, so you weren't looking up right on it. It worked, but I made the mistake of like looking right at it. It's like, oh my God, I think I just burnt my retina.
I did too. They took us out in the parking lot in school and made us look, they made us stare at this thing. And we were all looking through like Pop-Tart wrappers or something stupid. I remember it
I
was.
remember like once we had it was like you would look through, it was like a box, like a box of cereal. You'd look through and a bunch of lenses, and then it would like look up that way, like it came down and it filtered down through. It was weird.
Like I kept saying this thing was stupid, but now that it's here and everybody's gonna do it, I want to see it.
It is a cool phenomenon to see.
Pittsburgh Fest. I'm sorry,
Bergfest.
Pickle Fest. Pickle
Oh,
Fest
Pickle Fest.
plus placed second on the list of nation's best specialty food
Ugh.
festivals, guys. Can you
Ugh.
believe? Can you imagine if it was something good that wasn't pickles?
Right. Like pizza, burgers, hot dogs, ribs,
You know, even if you're still in
steak.
Pittsburgh, you know, the pierogies or something that's
Yeah,
delicious.
pickles.
Pickles.
I hate pickles.
Pickle Fest, second on the list of nation's best specialty food festivals, guys.
I don't
Ugh.
get it. I don't get it.
I mean, don't you realize that a majority of people, I don't know. It seems to me like you run into people that love pickles,
Yeah.
but it's few and far between, you
Like
know?
you'll see people like gnawing on a whole ass fucking pickle.
Right. They're like, I
Like,
can
just
drink
go eat a
the.
goddamn cucumber.
Yeah. So there
Pickles
you
and
go.
mushrooms are the two that I don't understand.
A couple other things here, Mike, but why don't you go ahead and tell everybody about the website first?
Oh, the2dummyinzers.com, the and the number two, DUMYINZRS.com. Over there, we got links to Ryan and I's, all of our social media over there, links to the Spotify over there. We got the merch store. We got the blog up there. And most recent one that's up is talking about Jared Jones's debut. So go read that and get ready for the home opener. All at the2dummyinzers.com.
So check it out, everybody. A lot of good
Check, check,
stuff
check,
over there.
check it out.
www.the2dummyinzers.com. Let's do this trivia thing. This
Trivia.
is going to be related to what's going on with the Pirates and their little streak and things like that. So here we go. You ready, guys?
I'm ready.
All right. Question of the day is this, Derpy. In
Oh, excuse me.
1983, when the last time the Bucks started 5-0, they lost the sixth game. Who was the team that they lost to? In 1983, it was the last time the
Oh.
Bucks started 5-0. They lost the sixth game. Who did they lose to? It's a team that's still here. It's a team in the National League. No tricks, no anything like that. They lost this game 4-3 in 10 innings. Go ahead and think that over, guys. We are live. We're live 5 days a week, everybody, right here from between Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In the live show that we do all brand new every single day, we take and we upload it over onto Spotify and podcast form at 8 o'clock p.m. If you're unable to catch the show, maybe you'd just rather listen to the show, you could always put your earbuds in no matter wherever you're at and catch the brand new podcast of the brand new show every day on Spotify. Check it out. All right, guys, the question of the day is this. In 1983, the last time the Bucks started five, they lost the very next game, the sixth game. Who was the loss against? It was a 3-4, a 4-3 loss in 10 innings. Let me start with Derpy. Derpy, who do you think it was?
It has to be someone in the division, right? You think? But I think I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go the Reds.
The Reds, is this your final answer?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to lock Derpy in for the Cincinnati Reds being the first team to beat the undefeated 1983 Pirates. Mike, I'm going to come over to you. In 1983, the last time the Bucks started at 5-0, they lost the very next game, game number six. Who was it against? Who was the team that beat the Pirates and knocked them off the same way the Nationals did yesterday? I could tell you that it was a 10-inning game. They lost 4-3. Derpy says the Reds.
I'm gonna go with the
Who do you
Phils.
think?
I'm gonna go with Philly.
Philadelphia Phillies. Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
All right. Got Mike locked into place. Question of the day, guys. In 1983, the last time the Pirates started 5-0, they lost the very next game, game number six. Who was it to beat them? Derpy said the Cincinnati Reds. Mike says the Philadelphia Phillies. This game, they lost in 10 innings, 4-3 against the St. Louis Cardinals.
Ooh.
Oh.
The Cardinals, and after that, guys, the Pirates lost 7 of their next 8 games. So let's hope that that's not any indication on how this year is going to go. 5-0, lost in extra innings, and then lost 7 of their next 8 in 1983. Couple what else? What else we got, guys? I got about 5 minutes to go here on the show. I got a couple things that I do want to touch on. Tomorrow is going to be conspiracy. We're going to have our conspiracy segment, which is something we're going to do a little bit on Fridays now, I think, at the beginning of the show. We're going to touch on some conspiracies. You're going to want to tune in, check that out. Also, I do want to give a plug over to Brian Pasquale over at One Man's Opinion on Sports with Brian Pasquale. He always does give us nice shout outs and plugs on his show over the W. I'm sorry, over WBVP, the radio station, Beaver County Radio, right here in Beaver County.
Jeez.
That's 1230 AM, 99.3 FM. You can always check out his show on Wednesdays between 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock. It's on their Facebook page, it's on their YouTube, and also you can follow them at their website, or they have an app as well. Go check them out and check Brian out.
Check
Brian
them
is
out.
on again, One Man's Opinion on Sports with Brian Pasquale every Wednesday from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. A lot of good stuff, everybody. Go check it out.
Check it out.
One more. I only have one
What do
more
you got?
thing,
What do
man.
you got?
Mike, Derpy, get this. Now, I didn't know this, and to be honest, if you knew this or not, remember when Donald Trump was running for president the first time, and his family, in the second time, I guess, and his family were always behind him, and he had his sons and his daughter and, his little entourage. Remember the little kid, Barron? His youngest son, Barron? Do you know Barron's 6'7" right now? I didn't know this. Six foot seven?
Six seven.
Where the hell
So
did that
get
come
him into the
from?
NBA.
6'7"?
6'7". He's a giant. He's a beanpole.
What have I missed? Where have I been?
He looks like Wemby. He's tall and lanky.
6'7"?
Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, mom's not tall, dad's not tall.
No, just out of nowhere.
Wow. I was literally bl I was blown away when I heard this. I had no idea that that little kid, who I'm still picturing in my mind as a little kid,
Yeah.
is
It's now
six foot
6'7".
seven. I learned something new.
Yeah, and dude's
I
a
really
giant.
did. That's amazing. I always wanted to be taller. I always wanted to be like 6'7".
So I would hate to be that tall.
Oh, I'd be beating the shit out of everybody.
6'3", 6'4", I think is like the perfect height.
See, 6'3" and 6'4" is like in that weird middle stage for me. You're either average height or you're really tall. That's like this weird middle
See,
height where
I'm
people always go,
out.
"You're really tall, but you're not really tall because you're not like 6'6" or 6'7". You're 6'3".
Yeah, but
I
like,
don't know.
see,
You
I'm
know
like
what I'm
6
saying?
foot, so 5'11", 6 foot in that range. So like 6'2", like 6'3", 6'4", perfect range.
Derpy, how tall are you?
5'6".
5'6". Don't you wish you could be 6'7"? I do. I'd love to be six foot
Yes.
seven. I'd walk around, just grab people by the top of their heads and smash them into shit, you know?
This is why you can't be 6'7".
I
You would use
know.
your powers for evil instead of good.
That's right. That's right.
You know, you would be like the anti-Manute Bol, the anti-Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
You would be like a tall Debo from Friday.
That's right. My bike, punk.
I just tuck my chain in.
Yeah.
My mama bought me that bike. Oh
Grandma
God.
bought him the chain, man, not the bike.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. The grandma bought my chain. It's been a while since I've seen the
All
movie. I'm
right.
sorry. Yeah.
Derpy, anything before we get ready to wrap things up, man?
Get down to the ballpark tomorrow.
Yeah, get down to the ballpark tomorrow. Make sure you get yourself some
If you
eclipse
can.
glasses over the weekend. Got
Yeah.
some big things going on, guys. Tomorrow again, we'll be back. We'll be talking. We'll be making our picks for the Final Four in men's and also for the women's. Women do start tomorrow. Guys do play Saturday night and then again on Monday for the championship. Bucko's back in action today. That game is 4:30, I think.
I think so. That sounds about right.
I thought I had it somewhere.
I thought that's what you said earlier.
That's what he said.
The
I see. We're
4:30.
going. We're trusting Derpy. We're going 4:30 start.
All right. Yeah, it's 4:05. The rubber match today is at
No,
4:05
405.
against Washington. It's a Perez Gray matchup. Also, the Penguins back in action tonight. They play the Washington Capitals in Washington as they try to claw and scratch their way back to a playoff spot.
Whew, they won 1 point back, baby.
Mike, anything free we take off from you?
I got nothing. I literally got nothing. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I slept right before the show because I'm feeling so terrible. I didn't read anything. I have nothing. I've been checking
I know,
Twitter.
I
There's
am so
nothing.
drowsy today.
I feel terrible. I know we took the show off yesterday, so I was like, we gotta soldier through today. And yeah. So I
I
got
thought,
nothing. I
you know,
got
I do
nothing.
want
I'm dying
to say
over
thank you
here.
to everybody for checking us
Yeah.
out. We appreciate each and every one of
Always.
you. We couldn't, we wouldn't do it without you. Also, everybody on the board, we want to say thanks. You guys always keep things interesting here for us at the show. Am I forgetting anything?
We covered it all today.
All right.
We got sports. We got Baron being like 9 foot tall,
I
an
can't believe that.
alien.
He was just this little kid. Now he's
Bet the
6 foot
CIA put
seven.
something in his water to make him grow.
Well, hey, you say that because we got Conspiracy Theory Friday coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's the teaser, man. That's the teaser.
But there you go. Anybody else? Speak now, forever hold your peace.
I got something
All right.
that just literally happened 8 minutes ago.
All right.
It's steel related, but non-steel related. It's the Saints just signed someone that visited the Steelers facility.
Who'd they
It's
sign?
linebacker, Commanders linebacker, special teamer, Hudson Khalil. I can't pronounce that name.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw the that he visited. Yeah, not a
All right.
major
Yeah, and
signing.
they just signed him with the Saints.
All right, there you go, everybody. Derpy with his end of the episode scoop.
They got Hudson.
Yep.
They got Hudson.
Yep,
They
they
don't get
got Hudson.
they don't got Reynolds, but they got
They
Hudson.
don't got Reynolds, but they got Hudson.
But we do want to say thanks again,
That's good
everybody,
catch, Dirt.
for Mike at the Steelers Central Mobile Studio, for Derpy, myself, the two dumb yinzers. Everybody have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Oh, no.